Tommy Bosquez, who has won the at-large seat on the Bryan ISD Board of Trustees. Tommy, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm pretty excited right now, but I'll tell you, I'd have to first off say I've got to give thanks to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you know, the principles that I live by each and every day, and my family, the support I got from them. I just got to give thanks there. But I also will give credit to my opponent. He ran a strong race, and but I tell you, I think the results as they come out in my favor, I'm just excited because we've worked real hard on this campaign, and I think many people in the community know that this was not my first attempt to be elected to the school board. But I think if you stay on task and you don't waver away from what you believe in, sooner or later, you know, the outcome is going to be in your favor. So I'm pretty excited right now.
Well, let me go back and let's revisit history a little bit. What got you inspired to pursue a school board position?
Well, I tell you, I'm born and raised here in this community, and over the last 25 years, I've probably put in thousands of volunteer hours in our public schools. And also, you know, professionally, I'm in education, and I really believe that the pipeline between public education and higher education, there are things that can be done in our community to help our children. And so really, you know, my whole purpose of running is basically, it's simple. I just want to make our schools better, and I want to ensure that our students get a high-quality education, and I truly believe in public education, and so I'm excited to be able to, you know, be on the school board and take a look at policies and be able to reshape, you know, the public education here in Bryan.
Give me some examples of what you'd like to see happen.
Well, I think the you know, the one thing that I had throughout my campaign is that, you know, Dr. Tommy Wallace, the superintendent who's been on board here for the last year and a half, you know, he's come in, you know, really encouraging the staff and the teachers and the students to, you know, be the one to make a difference. And my theme was that we've got to have one community, and we've got to rally behind public education because, as everyone knows, that, you know, we've got some challenges, both, you know, nationally at the state level. And as a school board member, I want to localize those issues and how it may impact our community. And so, you know, I'm just excited to be able to join the other trustees because I think that the team of trustees will just be that stronger. I think I'm going to add value to the process. And so, like I say, I think it's a brighter future for Bryan ISD at this point.
If you could give me some examples of what some of those issues are that you would like to pursue.
Well, I think that, you know, part of a lot of what the issues in terms of like funding, you know, I think our community really needs to understand the dire straits in terms of funding for public education. And I think if we can get out and, you know, let the public know and then get the stakeholders in our community to become involved in a dialogue of what we can do for Bryan. And particularly, I'm excited to be able to work with the city council, the Bryan City Council. I think that, you know, if we can pull together opportunities where we can partnership, you know, there was a recent example in which BTU came together with the school district and were able to save dollars for the school district. I think there are more opportunities, and if you bring the right people together and then get the community involved, I think, you know, city government can certainly invest in public education, and then I think it'd just be a win-win situation for Bryan. So that's certainly one example. I think another example, too, is that our teachers are really faced with a lot of mandates in the classroom, and, you know, they all entered the profession to teach students, and I think there's a lot of administrative burden that gets placed on them, and hopefully, you know, we can, you know, come together as a group and take a look and see, you know, what we can do to alleviate some of that things that the teachers are having to deal with so that they can teach and that, you know, we can have stronger results when it comes to the academic excellence that I think our students are able and capable of achieving.
Visiting with Tommy Bosquez, who won the Bryan School District at-large position, succeeding Merrill Green, But going back to what you were talking about, the interaction that BISD is having with the city of Bryan, school district still controlled by the state on multiple levels when it comes to funding. You have the school finance trial that's going on now, the over-regulations, the testing issues. I mean, those are state things. So how can one school board member or one school district have that much of an impact in Austin?
Well, I think that I've got a lot of experience having been in Austin, and I spent enough of time in Austin to understand how that process works. And I really think that if our community really understood the issues at hand and how they impact our community, we can certainly send a message to our representatives in Austin. But I think also that in terms of working with city government and even the county, I think that if we can come together in some fashion to maybe when it comes to contractual issues, spending money, that maybe we can come together in a partnership and be able to apply some leverage that we can get a sort of, if you will, a bigger bang for our buck, because if we're the dollars that flow down to us from the state, that's what we're going to get, and we've got to do the best we can with the resources that we have, and we've got to find out if there are ways that we can partner and leverage buying power and then also be very careful of how we spend, because once that those monies run out, there may not be other monies to replace that until the next time that monies do flow down from the state. So it's just some issues I think that I'll be able to contribute to the conversation and hopefully come up with some ideas but hopefully bring other stakeholders together, because I believe truly that city government, county government, and the school district ought to partner together so that we can strengthen the quality of education in Bryan. And I think it's possible with the right people in the leadership positions, and I hope to be that particular added value to the process.
One other thing I want to get you on the record, I'm guessing I know what the answer is, but let me ask the question since I haven't brought up whether or not you endorse the idea of asking Bryan School District voters for more property tax authority.
No, at this point, I can't see that, because, the economic crisis that we're in, there are many communities across this state that are facing extraordinary challenges, and Bryan schools are no different. But I tell you, it's got to be something that sooner or later that way would have to be brought up, and the community has to be involved in a dialogue to some extent, because the options do need to be put on the table. But at this point, I think it's just premature for me to come up with a solid answer, because I've got to go in and take a close look at the budget, look at the funds that are flowing down, and look at other ways that there are non-traditional ways to generate revenue for the school district. So, I'm excited, and I look forward to working with the current trustees and working with Dr. Tommy Wallace and his staff, and I really, truly believe that there's a brighter future for Bryan Schools.
Well, Tommy, I appreciate the visit this evening. Again, congratulations, and be watching for you in upcoming school board meetings.
Well, I appreciate it, and I do appreciate throughout the campaign that WTAW has been right there with all the candidates and have given us the opportunity to share our message with the general public, the community, and I truly am thankful to the community for the election outcome, and I promise you that I'm going to try to do the best job I can and become accessible to the community and to listen to them and then formulate some decisions that I think will be in the best interest of Bryan school children and our teachers and the whole district as a whole, because I really believe there's a brighter future for Bryan.